Kenora, Council, Senior Administration, and staff for the City of Kenora will mark the second annual National Day of Truth and Reconciliation by committing to an educational journey on September 30. We have a lot of connections with the First Nations and we have to start moving forward together, said Deputy Mayor Mort Goss. I feel that reconciliation is really one part of the process. Truth is the first word in that phrase. Truth is what community have to address. Between the hours of 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., all City of Kenora facilities will be closed so the City Council and employees can participate in a series of events meant to create a deeper understanding of residential schools as part of their commitment to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Call to Action No. 57. Our actions this year are based around education, Goss continues. I think that is a really positive step in starting to build relationships. So, what our city staff have come up with is a half-day journey. It gives us an opportunity to learn about the effects of residential schools and everything else that is in respect to reconciliation. Goss informs NawoNewsWatch.com that all city employees will wear a customized orange t-shirt to signify and recognize the history of residential schools, honor the victims, and celebrate the survivors. Additionally, council and city employees will experience flag-raising ceremony to formally acknowledge the significance of the day at City Hall. A lunch and learn session focusing on the survivors' flag and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada call to actions. A live broadcast of the National Commemorative Gathering featuring Remembering the Children, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and joining Grand Council Treaty No. 3's Truth and Reconciliation Gathering and Powwow at the Whitecap Pavilion. Goss explains that last year's powwow under the Whitecap Pavilion was an emotional day. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orange shirts at the powwow, said Goss. There was a lot of pride exhibited by our local First Nations, and I think this is the kind of stuff we have to work on. Working together. Communities coming together and finding some common ground. On September 30, the City Council and staff hope that even more of the public will join them.